যামুক্তিমোহ শিশিরিত বিধিরাগারাধ্যরাধীতধানী বিলসত হৃদি নিত্যং ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্তবাণী নমো মহাবদন্নায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নি গৌরাতিশে জয় ওম সুভাষ্রীদ্বামী মহারাজ কি জয়। অনারেবল ডিয়ার ডিভোটিজ অ্যান্ড ফ্রেন্ডস, অনারেবল মাদার্স অ্যান্ড সিস্টার্স, ব্রাদার্স, আই কাম ফ্রম ইন্ডিয়া। You heard about India many things, maybe, but one thing are there, one thing is there, that is, everybody considering Sri Krishna as Godhead. All these scriptures of Indian religion, everywhere, anyway, you will see the name of Sri Krishna. But it is extremely Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavat, everywhere we are seeing the Krishna Nam is the supreme in this age of Kali Yuga. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiranyatha. This sloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the conditioned soul given in this mundane world for rescuing from this mundane environment to the transcendental world. Here in Upanishad we are looking that Srinantu Vishye Amritasya Putra, inviting Upanishad, all the whole of the world, inviting this way, the Srinantu Vishye Amritasya Putra. You are all the son of nectar. That is your identification. Real identification is that you are son of the nectar. Inside living that soul, soul is covered by the illusion and illusionary environment. You are the proprietor of nectar, that is son of nectar. And link of okay, link connection, no? Oh, my English is very poor. I cannot speak English, you know. But I am trying to speak in English. That is, you are all English-speaking men. There may be some English fault. You forgive my deficiency, English deficiency. It is very nice invitation of Upanishad Veda that, oh my friends, come to the nectarian ocean. This is your property, you take it. That is the main invitation of all the scriptures. Known or unknown person, everybody has had some attraction about the religion of India. May not they practice Indian religion, but wants to hear that, and that is, this world is mundane world, but this universe, whole world not covering, this world not covering whole universe, actually many universe of the sight of darkness living and always active way spreading the illusion, binding that jiva souls in dark side, but real other one side is there, that is transcendental world, enlightened, you can say, lightful, full of light, joyful light, that type of another one world is present, and middle portion, there is like abscissa, differentiating from that transcendental world to mundane universe. We come here by accidentally, that is, all the jiva souls are going naturally, attracted by the light of joyful world, the transcendental world, and going there. Percentage is 99.9%. Only 1%, unfortunately, they are attracted by illusion. And it is unfortunately, that is, maybe light in my front, sometimes we are looking dark portion also. And when the jiva souls looking dark portion, they are looking his own form lightened. But darkness, they are going some action, and accidentally, no? And attracted by the maya. It is called maya. And this way, percentage is very tiny percentage. Actually, in the prison house, whole of the world, how many prisoners are there? Very little part of general prison. Maybe 1%, not it is. 99.9% is the living with the rules and regulation and playing here. But breaking the rules, very few, and they are living in the prison house. Our position like that. The world is very huge and infinite. It is calling it is telling in Upanishad and Vedanta Darshan and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, everywhere we are looking that. The transcendental world's identification given Krishna somewhere in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, notat bhāsayati surjo, no sasanka, no pāvaka, yadgatta no nivartante, tad-dhāma paramang mama. This sun cannot give light there, that is, this sun has no power, potency. But himself, that transcendental world, lightened with his own light. And that is very sukhakar,
full of joy.
Amritasya putra, amrita means nectar. What you will take, after taking that nectar, the ওটাকে মৃত্যুকে জয় করে আর কি
conquering death.
Conquering death. That is Kalamrita. So that is our own property. I come to give remembrance of you all. There is our wealth, that is transcendental wealth, and there is our home. Back to God and back to home. And this is the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given this mundane world for the jiva soul. Our necessity is that anyway uttishtata jagrata prapyo varan nibodhata. We are all sleeping by the illusion of maya. Necessary to make us awake, this only necessity. Then we will see everything. Somebody sleeping and dreaming. Some tiger or some dacoit come and beating him, and he is crying in sleeping bed and feeling pain, everything. But nearest jagrata manush, awake man, what will do? He will search a stick or anything? No. He will go to bed and he try to make him wake up. And when he will be wake up, he can see, oh, here is nothing painful, anything matter.
Only
he is dreaming and looking that scenery or scene. Huh?
Yes.
That is his position. Our position also like that. We cannot stay forever in this mundane world. We must change our body. And through our karma activity, Newton, a great scientist, told through his third law, and it is still agreed by all, that to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. That we, what we will do, that reaction must will come to us in this mundane world. Then our karma can take us anywhere, but we do not know where we shall go, but we must go, we know it. In Mahabharata we are looking some question and answers. There one question is, what is the wonder in this world? So Yudhishthira Maharaj gave an answer, ahannahani bhutani gacchanti jamamandiram sheshasthiratam micchanti sheshasthiratam icchanti kimaschajyamataparam. We are looking always the jiva soul, mane ki jada dehodhari jiva, embodied soul, always going to the line of the death. One by one in my front I am looking, sometimes my father, sometimes mother, sometimes son, daughter, sometimes we are looking my neighbor. Everywhere we are looking the death working. And I am thinking I shall stay forever like that. And that is the our foolishness. And that is wonders of wonders. Yudhishthira Maharaj said it. Then one day we shall leave this body, but what we have got in my hand now, that is the very valuable for us. Dogs have brains, but not like human. Tigers have brains, not like human. Other form of body man.
Species.
Species. They are also have body, but not like the human body. Human bodies have some facilities. They have brain, they have intelligence, they have bichar.
Discrimination
and bhalomondo karat bichar. Discrimination. And also they can choose what is good, what is bad, and what they are thinking they can do also. Searching capacity they have, discovering capacity they have, what nothing in other birth. Then when we have got this birth and this human body, then we shall try with this human body which way we will get the super benefit. And that possibility, so long, thousands of thousands years ago, come to our front through the sadhana,
spiritual practice
of the muni, the rishis, and sometimes the Lord Himself appearing in this world, and also sadhu, guru, Vaishnava, they are coming in our front and giving that transcendental knowledge and also connection with the transcendental world. Only we can remember through this that this body is not my body actually. My body inside of this body and my mental position, it is now playing through the illusionary environment, not our soul's intelligence, not through our soul's intelligence. Soul actually, it is sleeping now inside of this body. Necessary to wake up that soul. The Krishna consciousness, that is the supreme telling in the scriptures of Indian Rishi Muni given to us that knowledge, that is called transcendental knowledge. They have done much sadhana. Also, by their sadhana, sometimes Bhagavan Himself also coming in this mundane world and showing His form, giving His affection. Bhagavan mercifully taking us that transcendental world. Sometimes avatar, they are coming also, but full of transcendental knowledge we are getting through that channel of ওটাকে বলে সাধু সন্ন্যাসী মাধ্যমেতে হলি সেন্টলি পার্সন্স দ্যাট নলেজ ইট ইস ইয়ে হচ্ছে কি বলে বয়ে যাচ্ছে ফ্লোয়িং ইন দিস ম্যান্ডেন ওয়ার্ল্ড ইট ইস রেগুলার ফ্লোয়িং ইন দিস ম্যান্ডেন ওয়ার্ল্ড সমটাইমস ফ্রম দি স্ক্রিপচার্স সমটাইমস ফ্রম দি এম্বডিমেন্ট অফ sadhu, sannyasi, etc. But everybody wants to give something this way, the news of the transcendental world. But Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, when He appeared, He shown the real path and very shortcut path of that world news this way. This way, ya Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama iva kevalam, kalu nasteva, nasteva, nasteva bhutiranyatha. Harinam Sankirtan is the highest practice for that destiny, for reaching that destiny. And that is the super path
way. And through the name, we can get that association of that world.
Chanting
the holy name. And this age, we are looking many of 70%, they are also very interested to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This holy name, only by chanting, we can get relief from this illusionary environment. And also, we'll get that property, what is our Atma property, and nectar of oceans, sandhan, mane, nectar of oceans connection. That is, my English is very poor, I cannot speak that way. Anyhow, the Amrita Suputra, we are all the son of nectar. Actual form is that, but it is covered, necessary to open that cover, I mean, remove that cover. In mirror, example Mahaprabhu given, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Mirror, there when the mirror covered by dust, we cannot see our face. So what is necessary there? Necessary to clean that mirror. And through the Nam Sankirtan, it is very quick happening. We can clean ourselves and we'll get the real form of the jiva soul and nature, and immediately we can join with that transcendental service world. That is the main thing. And for that, preaching going everywhere, but preaching means giving something news. What is our own news? For remembrance. Preaching means remembrance. We are not preaching another, any religion to preach. Only it is our own thing, own property. I do not know where is that. Necessary to give some connection with my wealth. Then I can discover that with my sadhana, with my practice, I can discover it. Brahmanda Brahmita Guna Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadapai Bhakti Lata Bish. Everything with me, but I do not know that. Where is that? Some connection coming from the upper level to this down world. And through that connection, we can clean up very quick and immediate, and getting real form, and can go for our super benefit to the destiny. And that is calling in the scriptures, that is telling in the scriptures that Goloka Vrindavan Dham, Sri Akkanta Akanta Parama Purusa Kalpataravu Druma Bhumishchinta Manigannam Mai Toyam Amritam Kathaganam Natyam Gamanapi Bhansi Priyasakhi, etc. Many things, description of the transcendental world we are getting from Brahma Sanghita. Then that is our own land, and land of devotion. Without devotion we cannot go that land, and necessary to take connection with that devotional land. And this is the main scriptural advice to all the jiva souls. And that is Mahaprabhu given it. For that, Mahaprabhu called by his devotees Mahabadanna. Namo Mahabadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prem is the charam prapti.
Supreme attainment.
Supreme attainment. But immediately we cannot get it. But what we can get immediate, that is the connection with that transcendental world and service mood and also liberation from this mundane world. After that, many things in the scriptures and many things told by the sadhu sannyasi, that is another platform, and from there we can understand. When we will go there, we can understand everything. But immediate, what is necessary for us, that necessary to clean up our mirror of mind. Mirror of mind, and after that we can see myself, what is my form. And we will do the needful, what need for proceeding that transcendental world. The Srila Maharaj told Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he came here first. We are very fortunate, we have got chance to come here. It is his dan, gift, we can say. It was not possible before. Alone, nobody done it. But actually, he make the tunnel, blasting the mountains. And we are easily coming here and trying to keep connection with all the auspicious souls and also conditioned souls and also devoted souls, etc. We have got very good chance. And this play of life, if auspicious way we can proceed, then we can do good for everybody and for myself. Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite hoilo manushya janma ja, janma sarthak kori kara paro upakar. Who born in India, he tried to spread Krishna consciousness. He must have tried to spread Krishna consciousness and will get benefit for that and give benefit to others. That is the duty for everybody. Now, who is enlightened by Krishna consciousness, he must will try to spread that. And this way we are trying to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Our Srila Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnu Bhava Srila Bhakti Rakkhak Srila Dev Goswami Maharaj, over 80 years old, he started this as relief work. He do not want to preach in that age, but when circumstance come in his front, he not gone back. He himself tried to proceed with that ship where is thousands of thousand devotees. They are anxiously wants to go to that transcendental plane. That is his program. It is not actually his own program. It is his relief work like that. And he has done it. And that is, he has given me that chair in his living time before 3 years' disappearance day. before 3 years, and he wants to establish me, confirm way about Krishna consciousness movement. I am also trying heart and soul, how much I can do I do not know, but without that I have no existence. Then it is my prayer to you all, if you have any questions about the Krishna consciousness, or if you like to do anything for Krishna consciousness and for yourself, you can proceed with your holy attainment. It is prayer to all other way, that is, Maharaj also said, or that Mohanananda Prabhu also told it, you have much love for me. Time to time you are going to Navadvip, and love for Mahaprabhu, love for Guru Maharaj, but who cannot go there? For them also necessary from that holy dham. Send someone, but this time I have got opportunity. It came before also, from 1973, but that time it was not possible to come here. But by the mercy of the devotees, I have got that opportunity this time, and I come to you all for presentation as myself, for your services, service to the Krishna consciousness, service to the devotees. Service is my life, and I know that is my life's goal, and service to Guru Gauranga, that can give us everything. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He can see everything. Natasya kajyam karanam ca vidyate, natasya samasyabva dhikasya drishyate, parasya shakti vimudhaiva sruyate. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have no doubt, and you have also, I think, that. But necessary to connect with Him, and this way it is possible. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is a very simple thing. And get the super benefit, the connection with transcendental world. This is my prayer to you all. And if you have any question, you can do me. I shall be very happy. That is, I cannot speak in English. But informal talk is nice for me, and question answer, always I am inviting. Then I shall be also happy if you have any question. I shall try to give that answer in the line of Krishna consciousness. Actually, what I want to tell, I cannot tell in English. But must tell something, that is, you are very affectionate with me, and you have the searching tendency about Krishna consciousness. I am trying as much possible, but informal talk is easier, and that will come through question and answer. That is, I am inviting that.
If anyone has any questions, please feel free and relaxed to ask them. That would be very nice. Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us, please, what is prayer? What is prayer, and how should we pray?
What is prayer? Prarthana kiyate. And how to do it?
Prayer to?
What is that? What is prayer?
To Nityananda Prabhu,
yes.
Mahaprabhu,
mm-hmm.
All the great souls.
Prayers mean prarthana. That is, I want His mercy
and wants to give his mercy to others, and which it is possible he will give inspiration to me in my heart. This is the main prayer. What is good for me, what is bad for me, he can show me. And prayer to Nityananda Prabhu only for the devotion is the best prayer. Devotion to the Krishna, devotion to the Mahaprabhu, that is the best prayer to Nityananda Prabhu. And what is super beneficial for me, that's also we can pray to Nityananda Prabhu. And he is living God, always with us. And he will give inspiration if I am sincere seeker. And that is the main prayer to him. And for the mundane benefit, we are not praying to Nityananda Prabhu. That's another part of our mundane life. But for supreme benefit, we shall pray this way. You, what is good for me, you show me. That is the main prayer to Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu?
Sure, Maharaj. There are so many religions around the world, but nowadays we are seeing so many religious, so-called religious wars. One is fighting another because of looking like religion is causing such fight. Why, Maharaj, do religious people fighting like this? I cannot understand.
Many sections of different religions, religious groups, they quarrel. Why is that? They're fighting.
Only this?
Only this question?
No, more than this.
More than that.
Anyhow, it is coming from evam prakriti prakriti vaichitra vidyante matav ninam paramparjana kesanchi patando mato pare. It is in Srimad Bhagavatam we are looking. First, it was one religion, and that is they satisfy to the Lord. But later, when many students hearing from his guru, which way they will satisfy? Everybody has own mind and own tendency and own intelligence. For the mundane benefit, we are not praying to Nityananda Prabhu. That's another part of our mundane life. But for supreme benefit, we shall pray this way. You, what is good for me, you show me. That is the main prayer to Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu?
Sure, Maharaj. There are so many religions around the world, but nowadays we are seeing so many religious, so-called religious wars. One is fighting another because of looking like religion is causing such fight. Why, Maharaj, do religious people fighting like this? I cannot understand.
Many sections of different religions, religious groups, they quarrel. Why is that? They're fighting.
Only this?
Only this question?
No, more than this.
More than that.
Anyhow, it is coming from evam prakriti prakriti vaichitra vidyante matav ninam paramparjana kesanchi patando mato pare. It is in Srimad Bhagavatam we are looking. First, it was one religion, and that is they satisfy to the Lord. But later, when many students hearing from his guru, which way they will satisfy? Everybody has own mind and own tendency and own intelligence.